Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98 FM.
So Kamala Harris would have been the president possibly if obviously Donald Trump hadn't have gotten in there, right? But she has been very, very quiet obviously since everything kind of didn't go her way, which is very, very fair.
Mm-hmm.
But she's done her first interview since the 2024 election on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. She was on a chat about the new book, 107 Days, a Political Memoir, which is obviously about her presidential election campaign, which was 107 days. And Colbert had some never before seen photos from the book, including one where the day that Joe Biden announced that he'd be withdrawing from the presidential race, which then saw Kamala move in.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But she's wearing those old AirPods with the wire headphones.
Oh, right. Oh, so wired earphones.
And she had a good chat that she always used the wire headphones because of the fact that she was always afraid that somebody was going to listen to her conversations.
And that's me on a call. So you'll see my phone is actually on my lap. And I know I've been teased about this, but I like these kinds of earpods that have the thing.
Yeah.
Because I've served on the Senate Intelligence Committee. I have been in classified briefings. And I'm telling you, like, don't be on the train using your earpods and thinking somebody can't listen to your conversation. I'm just telling you, that's a little bit more secure.
Now, I find that quite wild that, like, imagine actually the fact, because I've never thought about this, right? Obviously, I would always use the AirPods.
Yes.
And you just put them in your ear and away and you go.
And I'm the very same.
Now I'm terrified that somebody's going to be listening into what I'm listening to or even my conversations.
I did not know that this was a thing. Now that I think about it, though, obviously it's just Bluetooth that you're connected to. Uh-huh. Therefore, anyone can connect to the Bluetooth.
Now, I presume that if somebody else connects, right, that it'll tell you, oh, you've disconnected. Do you know what I mean?
Can there only be like one device that's connected to...
I don't know. And now I'm terrified.
We need to test it out.
It did get me thinking about the tech that we don't use anymore. Because obviously the stringed headphones, you wouldn't really be like using them.
Paul Mescal is the only one who's really kind of been pictured ever wearing the wired earphones in the last couple of years.
Harry Styles
does too, you're right.
It must be a thing about wearing small shorts and long earphones. But I just don't know what it is.
And even when Paul Mescal and Harry Styles were doing it, I wasn't like, oh, it's for safety, so no one's listening in to what they're listening to. I was like, that's for fashion. They're doing it because it's fashionable.
But it got me thinking about the tech that we don't use in our homes day to day anymore. Did you, in your home, have the big stereo?
We didn't, but I think one of my family members must have, because I know what you're talking about.
Like, there was furniture that you would get, and in the furniture, there would be just this big section of your, like, your TV unit that would be able to house the big stereo. And yeah. I mean, it was only used for parties, or if you were me and you were 7 years of age dancing around your sitting room, it was used for that. I absolutely loved the big stereo. The CD would go in, eject the thing, put it in, and away you would go with the dance.
Well, when it comes to the music, I think record players now are like more in fashion. Me and my brother actually had a conversation over the weekend because he was talking about wanting to get a record player and all these vinyls and stuff like that as well, which are really expensive nowadays as well.
Are they?
Only because they're coming back into fashion and because people want them back in their homes.
So you're saying people aren't buying CDs anymore, but they are buying vinyl records.
Vinyl records, exactly.
Can I ask you, does it sound any different?
I don't know.
If you have a vinyl record player, 0877 98 98 98, we want to know if it sounds different. And also, I want to get talking about the technology that you don't have anymore. Did you have a mini disc player?
I never did, no.
I see, this is the age thing.
I knew you were going to say it.
Here she is again. I'm too young for a mini disc player.
But on the CDs, right, that is interesting, because we're talking about vinyls coming back into fashion. But I wonder if you give it like 10, 15 years, will it be CDs that will be the vinyls of today?
I hope so, because I have so many CDs.
But my car still has a CD player.
What are you driving? A rock?
No.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder with you with Heinz Seriously Good Mayo. And this morning we are talking about the fact that Kamala Harris was on The Late Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and she was talking about her new book, which she is releasing. And in a picture in the book, we see her with a pair of old headphones that have the wires still attached to them.
Mm.
And it got us chatting all things about the tech that we still don't use, because Kamala says it's because she doesn't want anyone to listen in on our conversations with the Bluetooth.
Yes.
Me and Leanne are panicked now. We're never going to use Bluetooth again.
I'm going to throw my AirPods in the bin.
Lorraine is in Kimmage. She says, lads, I've gone back to wired headphones and I'll never go back. I never have to worry about charging them. No more arriving to the gym to realise there's no battery in the AirPods. Mm. Now, I have an issue with this, right?
Okay.
Because if you're doing a certain type of exercise and all of a sudden you have to pull away from it, but yet you don't want to take your phone with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the AirPods are like taking the head off you.
And then where are you going to put them into your... Are you going to put them into your shorts? And then they're going to pull your shorts down.
True.
It's all a colourblue.
I always think as well, when I used to wear the wired headphones, when like they were the only thing that you could wear, there was no AirPods at the time. Anytime I'd be trying to like zip up my jacket, the wires will get caught in my zip.
Yeah.
Nightmare. So I know.
Also, I have ears that don't let AirPods stay in. So do you know these people, you see them running like in their stories and they're running with their AirPods in?
Yeah.
Ah, mine will be gone. I have never found a pair of earphones or AirPods that will ever, ever stay in my ear. Like I have to be standing stationary for an earphone to get in my ear. I must have alien ears.
Are you telling us? I think you're telling us that you've really big ears.
No. How dare you? It's just my teeny tiny in-ear. I've dainty little lady
sure,
in-ears.
Sure. Lee has sent us a voice note.
Whereas my nanny is 92. She doesn't use a mobile, but she still has the house phone connected up.
Oh.
So anytime you want to ring her or talk to her, you have to ring the house phone.
This is the thing with the grandparents,
landline.
Isn't it?
The landline.
Now, my grandmother, she has always been like more technical than any of her grandkids. My nana has an iPhone. She has an iPad. She's able to surf the internet. She's Facebook.
Go on ahead.
I don't know where we got her.
Whenever I'm in my mom's and I hear the landline go off, it's almost like, Is it a microwave? Yeah. Like, what is happening?
What is that noise? We still have one in our house, but only because one neighbour and one neighbour only will ring us on it. So anytime our landline rings, we're like, oh, there's Kathleen. She's ringing now.
That's so funny. I think that's why mom still has the landline, because her sister lives in Manchester and like they'll only phone each other on the landline. Because although like the service provider has told her, no, you can make as many phone calls to the UK as you like, she still thinks that she's going to be charged €67 a minute just in case she might need it. James in Whitehall says, we don't use alarm clocks anymore because we've no need since our little fella turned 3. He has us all up well before an alarm clock ever would.
Better alarm than any. Honestly. Olivia's text in as well. She says, I know I'm really showing my age, but a battery operated tape Walkman. And OMG, I loved it. She sent us a picture of it as well.
Oh my God.
Glorious. Absolutely glorious.
Oh, I loved a Walkman.
Do you know what? I'm surprised it's taken this long for a Walkman to be brought up in this conversation because they were iconic. And also, Maria has sent us a voice note too.
Hi, Leanne and Paul. I still have all my CDs. I even bought a Discman for Bluetooth for the car. I have a mini disc player still in the box if anybody wants it. When I was about 15, my brother came into my room and asked me could he play a big CD on my stereo. It was an LP. A little fecker made me feel ancient. Love the show, lads. Maria. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Maria.
I love that show.
See, people are bringing back the old vinyls.
Yeah.
I still want the big stereo because I just feel like it was the loudest thing known to man. Like, there was nothing. Like, my sister had one in her bedroom. And when she was out, I used to go into her bedroom to play my music. And then she'd come home and she'd hear her from the door and she'd be like, stop playing my phone.
Never.
Get out of my room.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.